It's that time on a Monday when we look to the Oracle to tell us what we should be watching on television. How are you doing this morning, my love?
Fantastic. How are you?
I'm excellent, actually, although I'm a little bit scared because horror does worry me, and you've got two horror TV shows to chat about today.
There's so much horror, and it's something that we can't avoid, and maybe it's a response to the times we live in, or maybe it's a way to think that some people have it worse than us. No, I don't know, but you can't get away from it. And these two shows are horror, but they're very approachable.
Okay, so what's the first one?
So From is a new show. It's on Stan. It's been greenlit for a second season, so you're not going to be wasting your time here. It's got a fantastic cast, and it also is from the same people that made Lost.
Oh, okay.
Which is actually something I didn't watch very much. It was sort of pre-streaming, and if you kind of missed out on the odd episode, the whole thing fell apart.
I watched the first couple of seasons of Lost until I realised I was being dicked around.
As I said earlier, Lost and From the producers who love notoriously difficult to Google shows.
Yes.
You know, Girls, From, Lost, all of those single names. So From is about an American sort of Midwestern small town that people turn up to magically, and at night some kind of monsters eat you.
It sounds like Lost set in America. That was pretty much the premise.
I don't know. But the thing is, it's about what I liked about it, and I don't watch the zombie shows or anything like that, but the best part about those shows is how they try and create a community or a society, even though they're living in this horror.
Yeah.
So there is some, you know, sloshy, bloody horror as these monsters that look like people then sort of turn into these sort of weird little vampire things, rip you to pieces, but it's not very often. Mostly it's about these petrified people and confused people trying to make a community. So there's a priest, there's a policeman, you know, there's a commune where a bunch of people have just gone, look, we're going to die anyway, let's live for today. And then there's people going, no, we have to maintain the rules so that when we go back to society, we can fit in. There's also no technology.
Ooh.
Because of the, yeah, so it's a great show. It's not one of the best shows in the world, but it's certainly very engaging to watch how these people try and make a community. And slowly, as more people come, how they, I guess, try and get back or learn about their world. And one of the new characters to this town is some gazillionaire IT person who thinks his friend has set up the most realistic escape room.
Maybe that is the case.
That's it. And he spends several episodes just like laughing at everyone and jumping at queues and taking people's bicycles while they're all sort of like letting him do it because they know the come down to him is going to be pretty awful. So, you know, there's a bit of humour in it as well.
All right. The second one is, it's called Midwich Cuckoos.
A cuckoo in the nest is a bird that lays its eggs into some other bird's nest who then raises its young. So that's what a cuckoo in the nest is.
Yep.
And what the Midwich Cuckoos are is a bunch of, I guess, aliens that go into the nests of humans.
Ooh.
So in this little town, you know, this sort of generation of babies are born to human mothers, except they're aliens.
Does horror ensure?
There's a little bit, but it's from the 50s. It's pretty tame. It's more sort of thriller, kind of feeling that fear. There's not much blood or gore, very little. It's more about how the townsfolk, again, like From, try and live with this terror. How do they, you know, the children that they've loved and raised, like how do they love them when they're also scared of them? Like some of them are scarier than others.
Yeah.
The thing about what makes this show great is that the lead in it is Keeley Hawes, who's in a ton of stuff. She was, you know, Life on Mars. She's brilliant.
Yeah.
So she's what carries it. So she plays a local psychologist who's charged by the government to look after the mothers and the children. And her own daughter is one of the mothers who has one of these cuckoo babies. It's not brilliant. It's not amazing, but it's a great, easy to watch TV show with a little bit of spookiness, really good production values, and you know, you can sort of watch it when you like it, and it's got that English flavour about it. So it's a lovely English village and lovely English manners, and how do they deal with that threat?
All right, well, keep an eye out for both of those on Stan. You had From and The Midwich Cuckoos, and keep an eye out for The Oracle when she joins us again next week to talk more TV. Thank you, my love.
Something completely different next week. See you then.